And at this moment, we're excited to continue with the installation of our 2022 church officers, those on the Council at Peace. I'm just going to ask that if you are one of those individuals, that you rise right where you are, and we'll install you just right where you are standing. Excellent. Thank you. And then for the rest of the members, know that if you want to know their, I'll introduce them, but if you want to look to find out who those people are, you can look on the back page of your bulletin. There's Dan put a nice listing of our officers for 2022. It's on page 15. Now let's just be reminded here of what Holy Scripture has to say about serving in a role at a church. And the reading is from Galatians chapter 6, 4 and 5 and 9 and 10. Let each one test his own work, and then his reason to boast will be in himself alone and not in his neighbor. For each will have to bear his own load. Let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. And so really our council members, what they really do that's so beautiful here at this church is they certainly think about the community around us. We just have lots of discussion about how we can be a blessing to the community, but also the concerns are really of the household of faith. The members here at Peace Lutheran Church, they really do an excellent job of thinking about those things. And so we're very thankful for the positions that we have here at Peace and the way that it serves the members, but also the community. And I'd like to install our council here with these words. In the presence of God and of this congregation, Peace Lutheran Church, I install you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a prayer for our leaders. O Lord, visit these new officers, some of these existing officers, with your love and favor. Enlighten their minds with the light of your gospel. Place in their hearts a love of the truth and increase in them true faith. Nourish them with your goodness and of your great mercy. Keep them in your love that they may be faithful in their service. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Another item to share with you that, from that passage from Galatians, I just think so true about the leaders at this church. It says, do not grow weary. I am so thankful for our council. They have not grown weary. Can you imagine looking at all the numbers they look at and all the reports that they have? And they never grow weary. They faithfully come and attend our council meetings. We're so thankful for what they do. I'd like to just take a moment to introduce those that are here this morning. Hopefully I got their positions right, but you can follow along in the back of your bulletin. Let's start over here, and I'm going to work my way around. That way I don't forget anyone. We have Bob and Kay Glather. Bob is our treasurer here at Peace, and Kay is an elder. And Dan Dusek serves, wow, he's got a lot of hats he's wearing, even though he's not got one on. He's our administrative assistant and also on the Board of Trustees at Peace. And then right behind him is El Presidente. That's George Abel. He is serving as the president of Peace Lutheran. Right back here behind the camera, but he doesn't like to hide too much. He's pretty active at the church. That is Oscar Gooprod. He's an elder at Peace. Right next to Oscar is someone very active as well. She helps with, she's an elder at church, but also leads Eat, Chat, and Pray. That's Elaine Schwartz. And then let's work in the very back. Should have worn my glasses today. In the very, very back, I believe that's Ellen Holroyd, very involved in church, and she leads our Ladies Guild. Thankful for Ellen. And Merv Munster is right here. Merv's going to be leading a Bible study next week for a few weeks at Peace. We're thankful for Merv. He is an elder at Peace. And then coming on to the council this year is Lynn Reams. She's going to serve as co-treasurer. Bob and Lynn are serving as co-treasurers. Did I get that right? Yeah, I think so. And then right here is Dave Letting. He's serving as a trustee. Welcome to the team. Jan Lane is our financial secretary, is the official position, and we're thankful for her. And then the secretary of the council is Lindy Young. I think that does it. Let's give them a round of applause for serving here at Peace. All right, you may be seated.